Hey, this is Eric.
And this is Justin, and this is our review of the 10th track off the new Nine Inch Nails album, Hesitation Marks. The track is called Running.
Running and running.
Sing it.
Running and running.
Keep going.
Running and running.
So what do you think? I'll tell you my first note.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
My first note is, yes! Exclamation point.
I think my review of this song can be summed up in the words,
okay, so since you say that those are words, can you spell that, please?
No.
Okay, I'd be like, M-E-R, M-E-R, M-E-R. No, I really like this track. I feel like it's obviously the whole album is very well produced, very solid, and very, you know, I mean, that's kind of his, you know, forte, I guess. But it feels kind of, like, more experimental than some of the other tracks.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, just overall that it's kind of, like, taking more risks. I do think that, like, there's that part in the middle where it feels like it's a little just... I mean, I don't want to say it's monotonous, but, you know, it repeats itself. There's a segment where it repeats itself, like, over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And I do like that because it's catchy, and
right.
I find myself singing along to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I love, like, the layered... I love, like, the layered different tracks of his singing. I think it's great.
Yeah. So. Well, I think that this song cements some of the things that I was thinking about previously in the album. Like, obviously, you know, I think that if you listen to a lot of the older Nails songs, they build up and then the chorus is where everything pays off and you've got like 35 guitars overdubbed and it really kicks in.
Right.
And I feel like this song really does a similar feel to that, but with using the exact opposite type of instrumentation.
Hmm.
And another way to sort of, I guess, expand on that is there's a lot of sounds in this album that kind of make up sort of like the bass, like electronic track or whatever.
Right.
That on this album are almost throwaways. Like they're not like do 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 do. They're not like that rhythmic or like
right.
They're not like those things that are almost like riffs. They're almost like, well, we're just gonna sort of create this thing and it becomes its own rhythm, or it becomes its own sort of piece of the song, and then everything else just sort of gets layered on and then layered on and
right.
layered on. And especially on this song, like, it builds up and, you know, there's the amazing guitar part thing that happens in there, but then at the end of it, it's just like there are all these different levels and layers of things, and instead of them being like machinery noises and samples and the type of stuff that we know from the earlier Nine Inch Nails albums, this is all individual instruments, and a lot of it is his voice.
Right.
And a lot of it is just like that simple instrumentation underneath it.
Right.
And it's a really interesting way for him to like play with those ideas of layering and to create something that is beyond like just that little doom tick doom tick doom tick doom tick doom tick doom. Like,
yeah, I agree with that. I think that yeah, they become like a lot of the instrumentation there are just entire chunks of the songs that feel like they're like fields of sound, or like just instrumentation that's like really hard to kind of like pick apart. Whereas, like, you're right, like with older tracks, you could point to the individual parts that make up the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And this feels like layer upon layer upon layer of a lot of different sounds going on. It feels like it's a more complex piecing together.
It's almost like your brain makes something different out of it. It's almost like if you would repeat like a phrase or a word, you know how if you say it over and over and over again,
sound fucked up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like what you're saying anymore.
Right.
It's almost that kind of a thing.
Hmm.
Where you get into this weird, and I don't know if it's what the music does by itself, or if it's the brain trying to make sense out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny you say that, because, like, with this song, I hear different parts of it. And actually, what's funny is, like, so, I listen to the way music should be listened to through my laptop, and then I listen to it the other way that it definitely should be listened to through my TV. But, you know, with each, obviously with each setup, you know, you're hearing different parts or whatever, but like even through the same setup with this song, after hearing it a few times, I'm hearing new things each time. And I don't know if it's that I'm just picking up on it or if it's like the sum of the parts are, like you said, like creating different experiences mm-hmm. as I'm listening to it, kind of a thing.
Yeah. I think that this song is definitely a good one to listen to with headphones on.
Yeah, probably.
Because the way that his vocals are mixed, especially at the end, is really kind of bizarre.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting, like, the way that these things sort of play around with each other. And it is very experimental, and it is very, you know, it makes me wonder, like, yesterday's song that we listened to, I almost wonder if there's something more that happens with that song in repeated listens. Because there are, like, these, like, high water marks on the album
where
I feel like he's really just like firing on all cylinders and like trying so many different new things that it's he's definitely taking things to a new level. So it makes me wonder, like, am I just missing something or something hasn't revealed itself to me yet in some of the other tracks that I'm kind of like or on some of the on the one track that I'm kind of like bleh! You know.
right
I don't know.
I had one note that I was like, and it was actually more of a question. It was like, I wonder what other people will think of this song. Will this be something that, like, the diehard nerds love, but, like, the, you know, the radio-friendly kids don't like, or, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be really interesting to see, like, if this gets played live.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to see what it would be like live.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like most of the new Nail songs are created to be played live. Like, that's really an element of it. Like, without having to resort to, like, sampled sounds of, like, those industrial loops and some of that other stuff that was sort of, you know, it wasn't possible for anybody to play. And a lot of these, like, especially, like, the electronic bits are, like, things that are sort of, you know, arpeggiated, and then they just kind of loop, and so they create their own thing. And in another way, this is sort of an analogy that I probably wouldn't have thought of without Adrian Belew playing on the album, but Adrian Belew and, like, Robert Fripp, back when they played in King Crimson and that type of stuff, they would do, like, these really strange guitar parts that would be like, and they would just sort of, and it would, like, repeat, and it wouldn't stop in a comfortable place. It would never be like just 4/4. It would be like 6/8 or some off time signature or something like that. And their guitar parts would kind of do the same thing, where it's like it sort of becomes its own like little machine that keeps things in its own little world and its own little rhythm. And then when that great like honky guitar part comes in, that creates its own rhythm as well, and it's just it's interesting to feel those things kind of juxtaposed.
Yeah, and I think the rhythm of with running, I think that a lot of those, what you just brought up, is definitely, not only is it there, but it's like very obviously there, whereas some of the other tracks it might be a little bit more hidden, and like you said, maybe we'll discover those moments, you know, later on down the line.
Maybe through headphones and not computer speakers.
What?
Just a thought.
I do have headphones, but it was so hot. I don't want to have...
Your ears are so sensitive.
I don't want to have sweaty ear holes. anything else?
I would just say that also, you know, we talked about the album sort of having like different phases, and I think that this is the beginning of that end phase, which, as you'll hear in maybe like two songs, you'll hear that I feel that it's totally paid off.
Yeah. I think the second, I mean, we're jumping ahead a little bit, but like my big note is that I think the second half of the album is stronger than the first half.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's a lot more cohesive.
Everything after everything is very strong.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yep. All right. Join us tomorrow, won't you?
Yeah, when we cover the 11th track on the album.
I would die for you.
Oh, no, it's just I would for you, I guess. But every time I see that, I'm always like, I would die for you.
Down on everyone would do you. I would die.
Oh, it's got to have like the number 4 in it, and then the letter U. And an eyeball for the eye.
It's got to have an eyeball.
All right. Any questions, send them to somebody who cares.